from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Training camp's great because, you know, we get to see just as well as OTAs, you know, just see what everybody's capable of doing. And everybody is, you know, looking to take that next step right now.
I think it's just with experience. The more reps you get and the more time you get actually, like, playing the game and being on the field. And I think that only makes you better.
You know, getting my very first rep with training camp, I felt good. I'm just ready to play football and go out there and make plays for my teammates.
Day 2 of camp is in the books.
Mike Danger.
Man, what a treat to be here for practice earlier today, kind of take it all in. We have some notes that we can share from today's session, things that we saw, things that we learned.
Gene Battaglia.
And if I had to give you kind of an overall feel of practice this morning, I guess it's kind of the feel overall of camp so far. Everything seems to be running smooth. Yeah. No contracts, no injuries.
Yeah. 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. It is Danger and Battaglia, day 2 of Buffalo Bills training camp live. St. John Fisher University, a good chance to not only see the Buffalo Bills, but catch up with some of the best and brightest minds covering this team. Guys like Josh Reed from WIVB. Buddy, thanks for joining us in the Sports Bar.
Best and brightest. I mean, hey, let's go with that for today.
Absolutely.
Until I prove you wrong here in the next couple of minutes.
Our setup here has brick. It has a countertop. It doesn't have any wood that I can knock on here. No injuries?
Yeah,
nothing to report?
I mean, at the end of the first practice, Chase Claypool looked like he went down with a little bit of an ankle tweak, but then he walked off just fine and seemed like he was okay, seemed to be in high spirits, but you're right. Not only no injuries, but the fact that Matt Milano is where he is and his progression of working his way back from the leg injury, I mean, truly amazing. I really tempered my expectations because the last couple of years we sat here and we talked about Vaughn trying to make his way back and Trey White trying to make his way back, and I feel like we all got overly optimistic about them being ready for week one, so I sat here leading up to this training camp and thought, let's pump the brakes on Matt Milano. But watching him early on at training camp, I mean, he is cutting. He is reading and reacting in 11-on-11. He's in pass coverage. He's coming up to help run support. I mean, he looks really healthy. And if they can get a healthy Matt Milano back on that defense, oh man, that makes up for a lot of errors.
And Josh, I don't know that we've ever seen a camp where not only the Bills come in as healthy as they are, but also as drama-free as they are. I mean, it feels like every year coming into camp, there's a storyline, an unresolved issue, whether it's Steph Diggs or Jordan Poyer needs an extension. Whatever it might be, there's at least something. Nothing this year. Probably exactly the way Sean McDermott wants it.
Oh, him and Brandon Bean, this is ideal, right? They come in and just focus on football and not have quote-unquote, the rest of the stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you look around the NFL, it's happening
right
a lot of other places. You know, you've got, you know, CeeDee Lamb is a good example. You've got all of these players that are looking for new deals, and they're either holding out or holding in. You know, it's, I've got a cramp in my hamstring. Don't think I can practice today. Meanwhile, that guy's looking for a long-term extension. Brandon Ayuk's another guy out in San Francisco. So, it is happening around the league, but we're sitting here talking strictly about football, which is nice.
Day one saw the offense really spark, yeah. Which is a great sign. Today, we heard from Joe Brady prior to practice. Your takeaways there, one of them for me was he does kind of like the celebrating to a certain extent what you're seeing here, guys pumping up one another here on offense.
Yeah, he loves it. And we've seen it. They scored touchdowns in the red zone day one, and the guys were all running down and celebrating together in the end zone. And that was his big thing, is do it together. You know, he wants to see the offensive linemen get a chance to celebrate. And we saw it. I think it was Dalton Kincaid's touchdown that Deion ran down, and Kincaid handed him the ball, and he spiked it, and they danced. And, you know, Joe Brady's a really fresh breath of air, right? I mean, he just – you can tell that he wants it to be fun for these guys. It shouldn't feel like a job, right? He wants them to have a good time. And let's face it, winning makes it fun at the end of the day, and scoring touchdowns makes it fun. But you're right, that was definitely a takeaway. The other thing that I took away was he was asked about kind of the receivers and learning early on, and it's a new system for a lot of these guys. And you know, Keon Coleman, is he playing an X? Is he going to play inside? Is he playing outside? Is he on the boundary? Whereas, I thought it was really interesting that Joe Brady said, look, I don't want these guys to learn a position. I want them to learn the concept of the offense, and then they know everything. So I thought that was really, really interesting.
Josh Reed, WIVB-TV, joining us in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on the Fan, day two of Buffalo Bills training camp. Speaking of those wide receivers, Josh, I couldn't help but notice, and I noticed this for the first time, I think, ever at Bills camp. It feels like there's two types of wide receivers on this team, and they've got depth at both of the big size guys, the Colemans, the Claypools, certainly the Mac Hollins, and then the smaller, speedier possession guys.
KJ Hamler.
Shakir, right. The guys that are going to, you know, secure the ball with their hands, get separation. Is that by design? Because I don't feel like we've ever seen that. That feels like a shift in terms of what the Bills are putting out on the field this year.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite quotes from day one was when Sean McDermott was asked about the wide receiver group on a whole, and he said it kind of reminds him of his silverware drawer in the kitchen. He opens it up, he sees all the stuff that he knows that he needs. He's not sure how all of it's going to work, but he knows he needs all that stuff. Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting and very fitting, really, because for the first time since Diggs came over and Davis, you know, started becoming the clear number two option in that offense, like, there's a lot of unknowns with the receiver group. And I think it really comes down to the development of Keon Coleman. I just do. You know, I think they're going to try to temper expectations, and that's what good organizations do. They don't want to heap all the pressure on, you know, their top pick, who is a wide receiver. I think it really comes down to him developing and developing quick. And I think all the skills there, they wouldn't have taken him as high as they did if they didn't think that he could make an impact, at least early on. I think it does come down to him. I think if their offense is going to continue to be the elite offense we've seen in the past, he's got to be a huge part of that. I'm not saying he's going to put up Diggs numbers, right? I'm not saying he needs to be an all-pro year one, but make the fans forget about Gabe Davis, right? At least get into that spot. Get into that kind of stratosphere where you're like, okay, this guy, Kincaid, to me, is the clear-cut, number one in target kind of guy that you're looking at.
He looked like a day one of practice, for sure.
Oh, man, had a couple touchdown catches, looked unstoppable in the red zone. So, but, I mean, if Coleman can kind of carve out that number two role and become a pretty, especially, you know, as the season keeps going on, if he can get into that, that's going to be huge for this offense.
You know, you brought up Diggs, and yes, Coleman could be that guy that you're hoping at some point takes that production that Diggs was known for. But Diggs was also known for setting the tone in practice and having that juice. Is that guy Mac Hollins?
Yes.
And are we going to see a trend of people walking around barefoot here, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, it already has happened. Joe Brady said that he spent some time barefoot yesterday. That's kind of Mac Hollins' thing. He's definitely an interesting dude. And yes, Josh Allen, Joe Brady, Brandon Bean, any of these teammates, Keon Coleman, they rave about Mac Hollins. I mean, just not only the guy on the field, but the guy off the field. He has definitely become, and quickly, a leader inside that locker room, and in particular inside that wide receiver room, where they probably lack some of that right now. Because, as you said, Diggs used to set the tone for that room. Like, he was the guy. Everybody looked at him and went, he's a superstar. We should probably try to emulate what he's doing. Well, Mac Hollins maybe doesn't have the skill set that Diggs does. But you can tell that he's leading in a different way, and that's fine. Lead in the way that you feel comfortable. And he is an interesting dude, though. Everybody you talk to has a story about Mac Hollins. And he ran a ton with the first team on day one. I mean, he was out there with the starters a lot. So if you think Mac Hollins signed this offseason to just kind of be an afterthought type of guy, he's their best run blocker at wide receiver. So he's going to get a ton of reps with the first team.
Josh, what about the defensive side of the ball? We heard from Terrell Bernard after practice yesterday. And a guy that we've spent some time talking about here on our show the last couple of days is Damar Hamlin. You almost forget, like, Damar Hamlin had a lot of playing time that ill-fated season where he suffered his cardiac event. How does he look? Does he look like he could be somebody that potentially slides into a role, gets an opportunity to be with to start week one? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so much unknowns about the second half of the secondary, if you will, the back end of it, the safeties, because, you know, we've showed up at training camp and had Poyer and Hyde for, you know, almost a decade, and it's just been, we haven't even had to talk about that position. All of a sudden, here we are, and it's one of the higher topics of conversation. I do think that they're going to give him a look and give him a chance. Now, I think we saw him run with the starters a little bit due to the fact that Mike Edwards was dealing with injuries at OTAs and minicamp, and they need to get him up to speed. I think in an ideal world, it's Taylor Rapp and Mike Edwards. I think they brought over Mike Edwards from Kansas City with the idea he's a six-year vet. Gives him some experience back there on the back end, and there's so much expected out of safeties in Sean McDermott's defense. I think Mike Edwards, at the end of the day, if Mike Edwards is healthy, he's the starting safety with Taylor Rapp. But it was interesting seeing Damar Hamlin get some reps back there with the ones. Mike Edwards started every single postseason game for the Chiefs, including the Super Bowl. That's some pretty good experience. If you're going to try to replace experience that you lose with Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, that's probably a good place to lean.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking at Cole Bishop as part of that mix too, yes. Josh. I mean, I look at how they, I don't know if slow played is the right phrase there, but with Kincaid last year in September, they didn't use him all that much. It was later. Do you think that was by design? Could we see the same thing perhaps with Bishop? Or do you think Bishop has a chance to win the starting job out of the gate?
It's Sean McDermott asked about the most difficult positions to learn as a rookie. And how where safety fits in there, and he said it fits in right after starting quarterback and middle linebacker. And in particular in his defense, there's so much expected. I thought it was really interesting yesterday at practice. I don't know how many people caught this. I was standing there with our new sports reporter, Carl Jones, who played defensive back at Syracuse, and so he watches the game a little differently. I'm standing there. Sean blew the whistle during 11-on-11 down near the red zone, and it made a beeline Cole Bishop and started talking to him. And I said, what's this, Carl? What are they talking about right here? And he said, it's an alignment thing. He said Sean saw something there that he didn't like, and they were getting into a spot where he did not want to see them do, and he wanted to communicate right then and right there to Cole Bishop, this is, you're not where I need you to be, or you're not getting the people aligned where they need to be. And it was funny because Baylen Specter was at linebacker at that time, and Baylen kind of came over too, and he was listening in. So it was really interesting to kind of watch that. Now, obviously, you can't hear what they're saying because we're kind of a little too far away to hear specifics, but Carl was like, being a defensive back at D1, that, like, that's what that was. That was him stopping it, correcting a rookie right then, right there, and he said, you know, that was an alignment thing. So there's a lot. You always hear it. Rookies are drinking from a fire hose this point, and I think that's what Cole Bishop's doing. The skill is there, though. So I think when his mind starts to slow down and the game starts to slow down, and that may be midway through the year, we'll see Cole Bishop on the field. But I don't think they're going to push him out there before he's ready.
Josh, what about other rookies that might, and we're still a few days away from pads coming on, so I think a guy like a Dwayne Carter, you probably get to see a little bit more of an impact of what he might bring to the table for that defensive line. And I'm also, truth be told, we mocked the signing during the offseason. You need camp bodies, so you're bringing a guy like Gable Steveson. But I'm kind of curious now to see what he even looks like when he gets an opportunity during practice. Is there anybody that you're laser-focused in on as far as watching and monitoring the rookies that are coming in, the new faces that are coming in?
Yeah, I would say Carter's the guy because they rotate defensive linemen so much. I mean, we see it. I mean, there are eight guys, you know, that they're just kind of going in and out, you know, and that's during the regular season. Like, they like to rotate their defensive linemen. He's definitely one of them. Steveson is a fun story. We have him every year in training camp, you know, especially with the tie-in with Sean McDermott and the wrestling background and all that.
Well, I brought it up because you mentioned how McDermott was working with Bishop in practice yesterday, and we heard reports during OTAs that he was doing the exact same thing with Steveson. Now, Steveson may not make this team, probably won't make this team, but he's taking that time. He's coaching.
Yeah.
He's coaching guys up just to get them ready for that opportunity should it arise.
And look, you hear how much being a professional athlete is about the mental side of things. Well, I mean, when you're a gold medal Olympian, the mental side of things, you've checked it. I would argue that maybe that's why the three of us are doing this. The mental side of things wasn't there for us. maybe a little bit of the physical stuff,
maybe,
too. Maybe. But, yeah, the Steveson story is fun. We get a couple of those every camp. I just don't. I mean, we've got guys on this team, defensive linemen, that all they've done is play football their entire life. So, he's such a long shot. He's a fun story. And who knows? Maybe he finds his way into a practice squad spot, which, why not?
That would be a win.
Why not roll the dice on something like that? Because I found this really interesting. And they haven't just said this about Steveson. They've said this about other guys in the past who maybe they sign that don't have like a long track record of playing football. Sometimes it's easier to teach those guys because they don't have to unlearn bad habits. They're getting a blank slate with Steveson, right? They could teach him from day one, this is exactly how you do it. This is the way we want you to do it. And Steveson doesn't go, well, that's not the way I did it in college, because he didn't do it in college. So it's truly a blank slate, and you can go, hey, here we go. We're going to teach you A, B, C, D, and you just start building the alphabet, and you know, you don't have these preconceived notions or these bad habits that you have to unbreak.
Josh, before we let you go, I got to get a take for all of our Cleveland fans here.
All right.
So I look at the American League, and the Astros are going to be there. The Yankees, we don't want to talk to any Yankee fan. They don't like this team. And the Orioles, if they don't make a move at starting pitcher, I'm not too confident. Your Guardians, I'm telling you, they got a shot at this thing.
Nobody's talking about the Guardians. Yeah. Why is that, Josh?
Well, because they're in Cleveland.
That's what everybody says.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a universal response.
Because they're in Cleveland. They're a small market. And outside of Jose Ramirez, most people couldn't tell you another guy on their team. Not most people, but your average baseball fan probably can't tell you more than maybe one or two other guys on their team. Look, they are doing it a little bit with smoke and mirrors right now because their starting pitching has just been crushed by the injury bug. Their starting pitcher last night, who went down, looked really bad. Actually got injured in between innings throwing warm-up pitches, and I'm like, this is such a Cleveland thing to have happen. And ended up just being cramps, which is great. They pulled him. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, they have timely hitting. They have a bullpen that is, if not the best in Major League Baseball, it's top two or three. And in the postseason, that's huge. So you got to get there. But if you get to the postseason and you have 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings shut down, you just got to get a quality start of 5 innings. Now, the problem is getting that because they just don't have a ton of arms in the starting rotation right now. They got enough hitting. They need to make a move, though, because the American League is wide open this year. It just is. Like you're mentioning, the Orioles probably are another team that needs to make a move. The Yankees...
Vulnerable.
They're vulnerable, but much like how I look at the Guardians and I go, at some point, this probably falls apart. I've been saying that for 2 months now, and it hasn't. I keep going, at some point, the Yankees figure this out. At some point, they figure it out. There's just way too much talent on that team to not win games. It's insane. But it hasn't happened for either of those teams. So I think of the Guardians, the AL's wide open, and if the Guardians want to go get it and make a splash, they absolutely should make the move. Will they make the move? Probably not, because that's not their MO.
Yeah.
They build from the minor leagues. They're small market, they have a small payroll, they like guys with minor league control contracts, and that is what it is.
Josh, tell us a little bit about the coverage that you and the team at WIVB and also here locally are giving us through the preseason here. What can we check out and how can we get more of your work?
Yeah, so we've got Buffalo Kickoff Live coming up later on tonight. We go from 7 to 7:30 on Channel 4, ROC here in Rochester, yep. So you can check it out there. You can follow us on WIVB.com. We'll have recaps of training camp every single day. You can follow me on @ForJoshReed on my Twitter. And then we'll have pregame and postgame shows after every preseason game. So all the preseason games are on our air, whether it's in Buffalo or here in Rochester. So Buffalo Kickoff Live pregame and postgame shows for every preseason game.
We'll check it out. Josh, awesome. You're the best here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, as always, guys.
Josh Reed on the Ace Swim and Leisure Hot Seat from WIVBA-TV in Buffalo. We should mention that our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp here at St. John Fisher University in the Sports Bar is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, aceswim.com.
I thought that nugget there, that story that Carl Jones picked up, McDermott blowing the whistle. No. Stop. Coaching up Cole Bishop there. And I think it's just kind of a reminder that we have these expectations for these rookies, but after all, they are still rookies. Like, for example, today, Keon Coleman dropping a pass, right? Yeah. Fumbling a ball away. I mean, but for Cole Bishop in that position, and Josh mentioned how McDermott rattled off. I'm going to give you another position that's very difficult. Tight end. That's a difficult – well – sometimes the rookies aren't thrown in there right away. We saw it with Osiris Torrance, and I'm beginning to think, Danger, and again, hard to make any definitive statements here 2 days into camp, but maybe they're just going to bring along Cole Bishop slowly until he really gets it down.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Keon Coleman. I mean, that was the one play that I think when fans saw it today, you heard a lot of, kind of like a groan as Keon Coleman, who's looked good through two practices here, did have a rough play during 11-on-11. He catches a slant, and it was either a fumble or a drop, but either way, it was very close. But either way, it would have been a bad drop or it would have been a turnover. Either way, a rough play for Keon Coleman. So the rookies have made some rookie mistakes. There's another competition brewing here at St. John Fisher that's not getting as much attention because, let's face it, tight end is pretty much solidified at position one and position two with Kincaid and with Knox. We've seen Quentin Morris have a nice couple of seasons with the Buffalo Bills, but somebody that's gained some steam through the spring and is showing up so far here in training camp is Zach Davidson. He missed all of last year on IR he was on the practice squad back in 2022. We know how much this team likes to grow and develop guys, bring them in, you know, because they have a story or an undrafted guy or anybody with a chip on their shoulder. 6'7", 251 pounds. The size alone makes him an intriguing prospect, and he's had a good job. He's done a good job here so far, showing off his hands, showing off that size during training camp here through true practices.
Yeah, I it's hard for me to imagine them moving off of Morris because he does bring that physicality to the position. They don't beat the Giants last year if it's not for Quinton Morris hauling in that that laser from Josh Allen there in that tight win. But that is one of the storylines here. And again, if there's an injury, at least you know that there is some depth there at that position.
Yeah, I think the closest thing to an injury today was Cam Lewis coming off after trainers kind of looked at him on the field. Just cramping up.
I saw him. He was, that was it. He was okay after.
Yeah, so, just cramping up. Yeah. Boys, got to hydrate. Got to hydrate. Even though it's a little cooler today, got to stay hydrated. So Cam Lewis, really the only thing close to any sort of an injury scare today, and it certainly wasn't any kind of scare that would pull him off the field. The Bills remain healthy, and another productive day here at St. John Fisher University. Another practice coming up tomorrow morning, 9:45. And where we heard from Joe Brady this morning before practice, tomorrow morning we'll hear from Bobby Babich.
Bobby Babich!
Yes, lots of energy.
Energy!
Yeah. Lots of energy. Woo! From Bobby Babich. He'll be addressing the media at 9:15 tomorrow morning before practice gets underway here from St. John Fisher University. We've got to take a break and come back. We'll have our conversation from earlier this afternoon with Evan Washburn of CBS Sports.
Yeah, become our annual thing. He's doing his camp tour. Yesterday he was in Houston. He's got some other cities. He's heading to Pittsburgh and the Dolphins later on. But we will ask for his thoughts on Buffalo and how they're remaking this offense here on the fly. Also want to get his thoughts on other storylines in this league, including what's going on in Miami with Tagovailoa.
Now, if you're a consumer of sports talk and all brands of sports talk radio, Evan's been making the rounds today. I mean, he was on One Bills Live earlier here on the Fan. He was on GR this morning with Jeremy and Joe. You know, we don't want to continue to ask the hard pressing questions that he's been getting all day long.
Right.
We're going to get to the bottom, but we're going to find out what you have all wanted to know about Evan Washburn as long as he's been on TV.
Well, at some point, we got to bring back the hair rankings of the sports bar. The media hair rankings,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, there's a reason why he's on national TV, pal. Yeah. I think there's a reason why.
Well, if he's had two appearances in the sports bar, does this put him number one?
Burrito might have something to say. Fates might have something to say about that. But the hair rankings are alive and well, and Evan Washburn is certainly in the mix. We'll get to that coming up next here. And don't forget, if you miss KJ Hamler, Bills wide receiver, he stopped by earlier. We'll get that for you as well. You'll hear that during happy hour here coming up after 5 o'clock. Gino's also got a sports update on the way. We'll keep you updated on everything else happening in the world of sports. We are live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp. Your calls are welcome at 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.